House Bill 1019, an act to revise certain requirements and fees regarding various agricultural-related licenses, certificates, registrations, and inspections, and to provide for the disposition of certain fees.
House Bill 1019, having had its second reading, is over final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Holbeck.
Mr. Speaker, Bill 1019 is a department bill brought to us by the Department of Ag, and it deals with ending up setting the fees for inspections for six different industries. The Department of Ag took a look at these six industries: seed, feed, bees, fertilizer, pesticide application and dealers, and nursery, and found that three of these areas, the fees are too high and that they're gaining too much money in the Department of Ag, while three of these areas are finding that they're coming up as a shortfall. When this bill first came forth, as you can imagine, we didn't hear at all from the places where we were going to be dropping the fees. But the industries where the fees were going to go up came in and testified against this bill and felt that there were some inadequacies in the bill. So about 2 weeks ago, we sent this bill back to the department to work these issues out with the different industries. And I'm here to report to you, Mr. Speaker, that what you have in front of you is a good piece of legislation, worked out through compromise, worked out through the industry working together with the Department of Ag to come up with what would be agreeable by all parties. Since the time that we had the first testimony to the next testimony, we found no opposition in committee, and this bill went through quite easily in committee. I suggest that you pass 1019. It's a good bill with a lot of good work put into it.
Further remarks. Representative Klochek.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body, I would ask for division of the question. I invoke Rule 5-9 of the joint rules. For those of you following along, that's page 103 in the red book. May I proceed, Mr. Speaker?
Would you like a ruling on that prior to proceeding?
Yes, Mr. Well, if I could explain my reasoning, that be allowed?
You can
Mr.
explain.
Speaker, the role of agriculture in our state is multifaceted. We have six different nursery seeds, apiary fertilizer, feed, and pesticide. Six different categories of fee increases and decreases in the broad base of agriculture. Each one is a separate topic unto its own. And according to Article 3, Section 21, no law shall embrace more than one subject. And that is the reason that I'm asking for division of the question, that we should vote on all six of these as individual bills. And I would respectfully ask for a decision of the chair, Mr. Speaker.
Well, the chair would rule that bills cannot be divided. Amendments can be divided, but bills, just by virtue of the constitutional provision that you invoked, should only explain one particular item. So I would ask, or I would state, that this cannot be divided.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would respectfully appeal the decision of the chair, page 157 in the red book.
Representative Klochek has challenged the chair. The chair would ask for a roll call vote.
I would ask for a roll call, yep.
From the body, those supporting the chair's position.
Roll call.
Roll call has been requested by the chair. Those supporting the speaker's position that the bill not be divided will press a green button. Those opposed to the speaker's ruling and not supporting the speaker will push a red button. Those in favor will vote green, opposed red. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like to have you welcome to peer my wife, Lois, who is up in the gallery. Stand, please.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 51, nays 18, excused 1.
The Speaker's position that the bill not be divided, having received a majority vote of members present, hereby carries.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Klochak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, honorable members of the body, and I will be offering a dissenting opinion, Rule 7-4, page 132. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body.
Further remarks, Representative Van Gerpen.
Mr. Speaker, there's an amendment at the desk.
Representative Gerpen, I have 1019 TA.
That'd be correct, sir.
Has that been distributed?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on the motion to amend, Representative Van Gerpen.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, amendment 1019 TA applies to page 15, line 19. If I could invoke your assistance in turning to that page, what we're trying to do is to make this a little fairer for those that are out in the rural areas and other communities of our state. What happens as the proposed legislation now reads is that those people who would receive some plants from a grower that have been inspected, and they in turn are the distributors, whether they're in a small town like Scotland or Tyndall or Geddes, they would too be charged that additional fee of, as you see it, the bill now reads in line 19, of $100, and that would be charged by once every two years. $100 every 2 years. What we're proposing to do is to have this amendment attached. This would be more favorable to those folks out there. Therefore, what happened is that if the plants were raised in a particular grower, then they would be distributed to these satellite distributors, and then they would have 3 months of the year to distribute those plants, and they would be, if they were inspected at that time, pay the lesser of the fees, the $50 versus the higher. So I would urge your support of this amendment. It's very favorable to those who are in the rural areas who distribute plants in their local communities, to those folks who can't drive a long distance. Mr. Speaker, I urge passage of this amendment.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Klochak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I too rise in support of this amendment. It comes from a grower in our area. I asked them to contact Representative Bogalka and Representative Van Gerpen to work out the differences. It is a fairness issue, and I do believe it's a good amendment for this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House is then the Van Gerpen motion to amend. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1019 so amended. Further remarks? Hearing none. Question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1019. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will have the voting machine. Members proceed to vote on House Bill 1019. Speaker, to remind the body that this is a two-thirds vote due to the fees. Representative Napoli. Granted.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, on behalf of Nick DeJong, this handsome legislative intern standing in the back of the room, I would like to introduce the love of his life and the person who takes up more time than you could possibly imagine, and maybe too much, Miss Vanessa Shortbow, Miss South Dakota USA 2000 from Rapid City, right up there.
I believe Vanessa is here on behalf of Shed Days as well. Anybody who is here on behalf of the Shed Days, would you please stand?
Representatives Roden, Bill Peterson, Van Gerpen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 8, excused 2.
House Bill 1019, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.